Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
This is your ESPN Outdoors Report, exploring the sights and scenes of fishing in and around the Dodge County area. Let's head on over to the Best Dam Guiding Service in Beaver Dam with Pete Hupp. Pete, how are you doing, and how's the fishing been going out in your area here?
It's been good variety. Down in the Madison chain, we were walleye fishing this morning. We got four nice legal walleyes, and now we're doing a little perch fishing.
What's new at the Best Dam Guiding Service lately? I know we're getting into the middle phases of July. The weather, we've gotten a little bit of everything. It hasn't been the ugly, you know, mid to high 90s temperature as of late. But even if it was, it doesn't hurt to get out on the water and do some sightseeing for a bit, too.
Yeah, no, I've been starting fairly early, and then you're done before it's too hot out.
And, that's perfect.
I was out on Beaver Dam this week. One day we did have a couple of nice walleyes, and then we had a walleye Wednesday here, and we had a nice one on and got off, but there was only two fish brought in. My tournament, the Best Dam Two-Man, is this Saturday on Beaver Dam at Waterworks Park. That's from 6 till 2. You sign up the morning of at like 5:30. I'll be there doing sign-ups, and then a meat raffle and awards will be after that tournament. So it's always a good time and a pretty good turnout.
Well, like a true professional, you just answered my next two or three questions. I was going to say, when is it? How can people register? So that's awesome. People can get signed up the morning of. They don't have to worry about a crazy deadline coming up. You can just show up day of and get set up from there?
Yep. And it's bass and walleye tournament. It's your three biggest fish of either species of legal size. So, yeah, and it'll be a pretty good payout. The entry fee is $100 and a side pod for big fish.
Awesome stuff. And Pete, lastly, what are your hours of operation for those who want to stop by, learn a little bit more about the area, or get involved with some competition coming up?
Well, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Corey. Thank you.
Let's head on over to the DNS Bait and Tackle Shop in Madison, head a bit south here to talk to Pat, who reports on the Madison chain. Pat, how are you doing, and how has fishing been going out in your neck of the woods?
I'm doing great, and things here at the shop have been great, and folks are catching a lot of fish around town. The walleye bite's been great, especially on Lake Mendota. All those fish, or not all the fish, but a lot of fish are moving out to mid-lake humps. Fishing on weed lines out there has been very productive with either leeches or crawlers. The smallmouth bite on Mendota has been fantastic down on Lake Monona. The bluegill bite on the weed line is absolutely on fire right now. And I guess that really continues down through the rest of the chain. If you can find a weed line anywhere on the chain, you're probably going to find fish.
Awesome stuff. And Pat, if somebody walks through the doors over at DNS Bait and Tackle Shop in Madison, what can they expect to find?
Oh, we've got everything you need to get out on the water. You know, all full selection of live bait, all the tackle you need. But most importantly, we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so we're happy to dish out advice to folks and help them find fish.
And then your hours of operation, your phone number, social media, all the good stuff for people who want to learn more about you guys over at DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, a quick jog off the interstate for people coming into town. Like I said, we've got everything you need to get out on the water. We do a weekly fishing report every Friday. I post that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. And so that's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I also have a good old school phone line you can call in, 608 Big Fish, and get an up to date fishing report every Friday.
All right, nice and simple. Pat, thank you very much for the time. Always great to catch up with you, and we will speak with you again next week.
Sounds good. You take care.
Let's head on over to Fishtails in Fox Lake. We're going to visit with our friend Dave. He's covering Fox Lake and other bodies of water in the surrounding area. Dave, how are you doing, and how has fishing been going on in your area?
Well, I'm doing good, and fishing is in its, you know, summer patterns. You know, the walleye bite's basically early and late in the day. The crappie bite has been very good out here all summer so far. They're out in the deeper basin. Our bluegills have scattered. You can find them on weed lines and drop-offs right now. And the bass fishing's been hit and miss, but it's, for the most part, been pretty good. And we've also had quite a few, actually after last week's report, we had three muskies over 50 inches caught. Mm. So, you know, the fish are active. It's just been very warm and hard to fish in the day without any wind. So, you know, early and late in the day is probably your best bet right now.
Yeah, kind of avoid that 11 a.m. to like 4-ish p.m. Range. Get out there early, get out there late, as you said. Anything new at Fishtails that people should know about here?
No, we just are continually stocking new baits. We have all the bait you would need. People can pull up and get gas from us, and we are a full liquor store, too. So you can stop in if you need to know where to go or what to use. Just stop in. I'll give you a map. Show you where they've been biting and things like that. And other area lakes have been producing too. Big Green is pretty much on fire right now for just about everything. Beaver Dam has been kind of slow. The water's pretty warm. Our water was 85 degrees last week, which is very warm.
Oh, wow.
So I don't recommend people fish for muskies right now because generally it'll kill them. So but anyways, it's a summer pattern right now. So, you know, it's tough for in the middle of the day, so you go early and late. We're located right in downtown Fox Lake. You can't miss us. We're right on the bridge there. And we're open from 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Awesome. And last thing I want to ask you there, that was my next question really, was address, hours of operation. What's a good phone number to call if people want to peek in and see what you guys have before they make the trip out there?
Well, you can call the bait shop anytime during open hours. We don't have any voicemail or anything, but our number here is 920-520-0015, and can answer any questions you got.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the time. Always good to catch up with you, and we will speak with you next week.
All right, thank you.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
And let's talk to Rick Wentlett, our ESPN resident outdoorsman. Rick's going to tell us a little bit about the fishing and hunting in the area here in general. Rick, how's it been going out there? We're getting into the heat of July and the summer here.
Yeah, actually, a lot of local lakes, I think have slowed down a little bit. The bite is not as good as it was a couple weeks ago. I mean, I was out on a lot of area lakes over last week. And the bite seemed to slow down a bit. We caught a few fish, but not like we were catching them. But right now I'm up sitting up in the Hayward area. We came up here for 4 days, doing a little pre-fishing today and Friday, and then got a two-day tournament on Lacouta Ray on Saturday and Sunday. So looking forward to that. Lacouta Ray's got a lot of giant smallmouth and a lot of giant largemouth.
Very fun. In terms of when it's good to go out fishing right now, I'm hearing earlier in the day, later in the day, you don't really want to mess with the heat in that like 11 to 3, 11 to 4 p.m. slot?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first couple hours of the day have been really much better than any other time. And then, yeah, obviously the last hour and a half at night is really good as well. But and it's not just the heat. It seems to be when the fish are biting as well.
Absolutely. Well, lastly, Rick, where can people find your bait and lures if they are in the market for some right now?
Right now, M&M Tackle and Portage just got a fresh restock of Raw Bass Customs. I paint over 70 different kinds of blanks for muskie, bass, walleye, and pike. And you can get them locally here at Fishtails here in Fox Lake and Dick Smith in Pewaukee.
Good stuff. You are everywhere. Well, Rick, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we'll speak with you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.